Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of September 2019. Supreme Court has noted that the owners of 343 flats in four illegally constructed high-end buildings in Kochi that have been scheduled for demolition must be paid ad hoc compensation of 25 lakh rupees within 4 weeks. The court said the demolition had to be completed within 138 days, in accordance with the schedule provided by the state. Further, the court also ordered state government to pay the compensation and recover the cost from the builder. Telangana High Court has pulled up the state government and warned it of serious consequences for failing to control the menace in a month's time. The court was displeased with the measures taken up by the Health Department and Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation and asked them to take all the necessary measures required to tackle the crisis. Supreme Court has noted that the woman can also hold the office of Muta Wali under Mohammedan law. However, if the Waqif intended to create the Muta Waliship only in favor of male descendants, a female descendant cannot stake claim to the Muta Waliship of the Waqif estate. Supreme Court has noted that concession by a lawyer as to matters of law before a court was not binding on the client. The court further observed that there cannot be any estoppel against law. Supreme Court has clarified that a plaintiff can claim title to the property based on adverse possession. The court further observed that the plea of adverse possession can be used both as an offence and as a defence. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has quashed the preventive detention of Masood Ahmed Bhatt dated the 22nd of January. The court said the detainee, a resident of Chira, Kulgam district, should be released from preventive custody forthwith. Bombay High Court has granted permission for redevelopment of slums that was lying stuck for 20 years due to building restrictions under Coastal Regulation Zone 2011 without having to wait for permission of Coastal Zone Management Plan, CZMP. The court, while granting the said permission, has applied the principle of empty formality. Kerala High Court has ruled that to future maintenance to a wife who was divorced on the basis of adultery can be denied only on the ground that she is living in adultery. The court observed that under subsection 4 of section 125 of Code of Criminal Procedure 1973 to deny the maintenance, the words used are living in adultery. Bombay High Court has ruled that copy of C summary report must be provided to informant who wishes to file a protest petition. The court has further directed the investigating officer in a case to do so free of cost. Bombay High Court has directed the superintendent, Thane Prison, to provide psychiatric help to a man accused of stabbing a woman who turned down his proposal. The court dismissed the bail application filed on behalf of the accused while observing that the mental condition of the man makes him a danger to the complainant's well-being. Delhi High Court has rejected a public interest litigation challenging the minimum prescribed age for drinking liquor in the city and said it is a policy decision by the government where it won't interfere. Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the deadline up to the 31st of December for the Income Tax Department to complete the final assessment of about 87,000 entities that made suspicious deposits post-demonetization. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has eased the restrictions on depositors of Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank, PMC Bank, 2 days after it put a 1,000 rupee cap on the money saver could withdraw. Securities Appellate Tribunal, SAT, has rejected an appeal by ITC Limited challenging the sale of Hotel Leela Venture Limited's assets to Brookfield Asset Management Incorporated, bringing the Canadian alternative asset manager a step closer to acquiring four luxury Leela hotels.